Since there are two guys coming out of Bruno's, talking to each other in two loud voices, Kylie opts for the field. She can cut through and be two blocks away from Gideon's. The weeds are so high and scratchy that Kylie wishes that she were wearing jeans instead of shorts. Still, it's a pretty night, and the foul smell of the puddles at the far end of the field, where mosquitoes have been breeding all summer, is replaced by the scent of chocolate frosting from the cake Kylie's about to deliver. Kylie is wondering if it will be too late for her to stay and play a game of one-on-one. Gideon has a regulation basketball hoop set up in his driveway, a gift of guilt from his father right after he divorced Gideon's mother, when she notices that the air around her is growing murky and cold. There's a black edge to this field. Something is wrong. Kylie starts to walk faster, and that's when it happens. That's when they call out for her to wait up. She sees exactly who they are and what they want when she looks over her shoulder. The two men from the tavern have crossed the turnpike and are following her. They're big, and their shadows have a crimson cast, and they're calling her baby. They're saying, "Hey, don't you understand English? Wait up. Just wait." Kylie can already feel her heart beating too hard, even before she starts to run. She knows what kind of men they are. They're like the one they had to get rid of out in the garden. They get mad the way he does, for no reason at all, except some pain deep inside that they're not even aware of anymore, and they want to hurt somebody. They want to do it right now. The cake hits against Kylie's chest. The weeds are thorny and scratch at her. The men let out a whoop when she starts to run, as if she's made it more fun to track her. If they're smashed, they won't bother to run after her, but they're not that drunk yet. Kylie throws the cake away, and it splatters when it hits the ground, where it will be food for the field mice and the ants. She can still smell the frosting, though. It's all over her hands. She'll never again be able to eat chocolate. The scent of it will set her heart racing. The taste will turn her stomach.